Radio MD. RadioMD.com.
As a cardiologist and a chef, Dr. Michael Fenster has combined his culinary talents with cutting-edge medical expertise and insight. It's time for Code Delicious with Dr. Mike.
Hello, Food Nation, Healthy Nation. Are you ready for salubrious and scrumptious all together in one tasty treat? I know you are. And I know that you know that means it's time once again for another Code Delicious. I am Dr. Mike, and today's diagnosis? Say cheese! Did I get you to smile? That command, say cheese, is a phrase so commonly used to elicit a smile that today, we understand it from the simple imperative, cheese. But did you know that prior to the 1940s, such photographic cajolery was unknown? Indeed, in the preceding Victorian era, the desirable beauty standard was considered a tightly pursed orbicularis oris muscle. Whether because of poor dentition or the prim and proper societal norms of the time, or some combination of both, smiles were regarded as only for children, peasants, and drunks. And until very recently, the prevailing conventional wisdom for healthy eating relegated consuming cheese to a failing of the ignorant, simple, or misguided. From the late 1940s through the 1970s, there was a mandate from the experts and the powers that be to consume less fat, and particularly less saturated fat, principally those derived from animal sources such as meat, poultry, and dairy. That admonishment has continued to echo and drive our poor culinary choices over the ensuing half century like an unresolved daddy issue. An uncomplicated historical glance would have revealed that a modest, living, fermented food, like real cheese, had helped sustain and advance humankind across civilizations and across the globe. While a large portion of the world's population is lactose intolerant, and indeed therefore unable to consume or potentially benefit from raw or fresh milk products, cheeses, and particularly aged cheeses, are an exception. The milk sugar or lactose is utilized by beneficial bacteria. Lactobacillus comes to mind. And along with the fats, most of which are saturated, and proteins, and through the process of fermentation, raw milk undergoes the transformation from raw milk product to cheese. And as certain cheeses age, there's often less lactose present, so much so that for many, even for those who are lactose intolerant and unable to tolerate fresh milk, such delicious pillows of probiotic-loaded goodness can be enjoyed. Now, for over the last half century, real cheeses have been discounted as part of a healthful approach to eating, primarily because of their saturated fat and cholesterol content. While the Mediterranean diet was promoted as an ideal dietary motto, the dairy aspect of this gastronomy was shoved into a corner where it lingered and moldered. Often unappreciated is the historical fact that fermented dairy had a long and prominent place in ancient diets such as the Mediterranean. This is because while fresh milk can be consumed, it is quite perishable and much, much, much more valuable as a raw material. Raw milk can be turned into several products like cream, butter, yogurts, kefir, whey, and cheese, all of which have a substantially longer shelf life. Cheese reemerged from the shadows with the insights gleaned from the French paradox of the 1990s. The French, who drank wine and consumed butter, cream, and over 100 different kinds of cheese, most of which are oh so good and stinky, all these tasty bits that were verboten in the U.S. at the time. All this and the French had significantly less cardiovascular disease. And it turns out it was more than the wine. A dietary approach like the Mediterranean style of cuisine is rich in natural, wholesome, and fermented foods, and has been shown to reduce generalized inflammation and stress. Oxidative stress and inflammation play major roles in the onset and development of diabetes and its precursor, metabolic syndrome. Metabolic syndrome is diagnosed by the presence of central obesity and at least two of the following four additional factors: high triglycerides, low HDL or good cholesterol, high blood pressure, or an increased fasting plasma glucose concentration. Data from the recent European Prospective Investigation into Cancer and Nutrition, or the EPIC study, examined over 16,000 healthy and 12,000 diabetic participants from 8 different European nations. And the researchers found an inverse correlation between cheese, fermented dairy consumption, and the incidence of diabetes. Eating only 55 grams per day total of cheese and or yogurt was associated with a 12% reduction in the incidence of type 2 diabetes. A new study recently released revealed that just 30 grams per day of a Parmesan-like Italian cheese, Grano Padano, lowered blood pressure as effectively as the typically prescribed antihypertensive pharmaceutical. And this occurred even though the cheese contained the equivalent amount of sodium that would be found in consuming a 1 ounce serving of potato chips. Now, previous studies had isolated some particular tripeptides in certain types of cheese and demonstrated a relationship to being able to lower blood pressure. These particular compounds are formed through the interaction of human gastrointestinal enzymes and the gut microbiome. These peptide complexes have an angiotensin-converting enzyme inhibition type property. Such ACE inhibitors constitute an important class of medications that not only lower blood pressure, but are a foundation of therapy for those suffering from cardiomyopathy or congestive heart failure from a variety of causes. Another study examined almost 20,000 participants. It examined the association between cheese consumption in various age groups and circulating levels of HDL, or good cholesterol, and triglycerides, which are a negative risk factor for cardiovascular disease. The more cheese consumed, the higher the HDL and the lower the triglycerides. The researchers suggested that this was the result of the particular fatty acid composition of cheese and its inherent probiotic bacterial content. The high protein and probiotic content of cheese is also believed to contribute to its almost neutral effect on plasma cholesterol. Even though cheese is high in cholesterol and saturated fat, like so many other natural foodstuffs, its impact on blood lipids and total cholesterol is negligible. Some kinds of cheeses, namely those infected with penicillin, such as Roquefort, Stilton, or Gorgonzola, also exhibit high concentrations of androstatins A, B, C, and D. These enzymes are potent inhibitors of the enzyme farnel S transferase. And this enzyme plays a key role in cholesterol synthesis, and its inhibition, of course, decreases cholesterol production. In fact, while total cholesterol is overall minimally unchanged, some studies suggest that consuming these types of foods shift the cholesterol towards the less inflammatory, less atherogenic type. An interesting observation arises from these studies. The decrease in oxidative stress and inflammation that occurs is independent of body weight. Once again, eating fat does not make you fat, nor are the benefits simply the result of losing weight or caloric considerations. The healthful effects also occur quite rapidly, which suggests not just correlation, but causation. Oligosaccharides, which are also present in cheese, are prebiotics. This is the food that sustains a healthy gut microbiota. It's what feeds the wee beasties. Cheeses, which contain both prebiotics and probiotics, are the gut microbiome superfood, a symbiotic. The consumption of cheese rapidly alters the composition of the gut microbiome. Certain gut bacteria associated with the production of a compound known as trimethylamine N-oxide, or TMAO, have been shown to produce less of this substance after the ingestion of cheese. Levels of TMAO have been found to correlate and are directly predictive of cardiovascular risk. This positive change to the microbiome is associated with regular food consumption and is one reason why foods such as cheese may explain the relatively low incidence of cardiovascular disease in high cheese consumption countries. So go ahead, smile, and enjoy some real cheese.